$10 off per bottle. Mention GCN. Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free as we kick off this second hour of the program. Go and enjoy the main feature of the site. Actually allows you to create the content for the site. As you're surfing around the web, you find something that you think you want to share with our other listeners. You just submit it to freetalklive.com. And we've got a handy-dandy bookmarklet that makes it even easier than ever before. You can go and find out more information about that at freetalklive.com. And then you submit it to the site. It'll pop up on this the upcoming stories queue. Other listeners will then get to vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion, and you will get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning we are more likely to see and talk about it. And I think it was the story about the guy that was the good news story about the guy that had his charges dropped for wiretapping for recording the police. That was right off the front page of our website. So thanks to whoever it was that submitted that over at freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231 in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And Dale joining us from anarchyinyourhead.com. You want some great liberty-oriented cartoons? That's the place to go. Also, the occasional...
Cox.
What's the best
comics? Yeah,
I guess
comics.
Cartoon is animated, right?
Or it would be. It would sort of imply a political cartoon, which is not really what I do. I sort of started out with something kind of like political cartoons.
Comic strip would be the most accurate term because they're not.
Soon because I've ordered a pen for the one that is malfunctioning. So
sometimes there are a few that tie together, but usually it's just an encapsulated in one strip. They're not consecutive.
No, not usually.
Really?
Well, you mean as far as like having an ongoing story?
They're fairly
episodic and right. or
one-offs.
One-offs, yeah.
Coming up, Dale, you're going to share with us the six things that most people think they know about women that aren't true.
Right.
We'll do that here in a little bit. Also take your phone calls at 800-259-9231. But first, according to the wireless blog over at techdirt.com, for many years we've questioned the wisdom of various distracted driving laws, such as bans on talking while driving or texting while driving. It's not, as some people have accused, that we think texting or using a mobile phone is a good idea while driving. We don't. In fact, it seems to go without saying that trying to send a text message while driving is one of the dumbest things you can do, and I'm amazed that anyone even considers it. My concern has
I've done it. It's not a good idea, and I can tell you just the experience of having done it means that I'm not going to do it anymore.
It's scary.
Yeah, it's not a good
idea. I've tried doing it more than once in the past, and I feel pretty silly about it now. I look back and go, yeah, I wasn't. You can't keep an eye on the road and do that crap.
No, not even if you hold the phone up in the driver's, like in the windshield area. That doesn't help very much. And it's not that important. The message will be there when you get to your destination.
The problem about it is it's going to go okay as long as nothing happens, you know, that might require your attention. It's fairly likely it'll go okay. There's hardly any cars on the road, maybe. And so you'll get this false sense of security that this is an okay thing to do. But then something's going to happen. There's something's going to run out in front of the road, or someone's going to slam on their brakes in front of you, and you are not going to be ready for it.
Bam.
So therefore, we must outlaw this behavior because it's dangerous. It's bad. So
I can almost understand it, right?
Well, that's the typical reaction of government to anything that is bad is that, well, let's just make it illegal, and then that'll solve the problem. Oh, but unfortunately, they apparently are not aware of the law of unintended consequences. It says that when you do something that requires forcing other people to behave a certain way, when you pass a law, which is force, government is force, there are always problems that are created as a result of that force being used on people. And sure enough, according to the Tech Dirt blog here, it now appears that we have evidence to prove or to support that the laws don't work. A new study has shown that state laws banning driving while texting have not reduced accidents, and in some cases may have even resulted in more accidents. Now, how is it that that could be?
I have an answer.
Go ahead. Let me hear.
If you're trying to text, because when I have texted, I recall having brought the device up to the top of the steering wheel. Mm-hmm. And,
but you don't want to get caught now that it's illegal.
Right.
So
looking,
now you have to put it both, down and hide it and not look like you're texting, which is much more dangerous.
So moving it down to your lap, and there you go.
Yep. Especially now, who is more likely to be texting?
Young people.
Young people. And do young people have the skills that older people tend to have as far as experience in driving?
I don't know about skills. It's the judgment.
They're not. Yeah, they think they're immortal. They think they're going to live forever.
Well, they generally don't have the skill because
they don't
have the experience. They haven't driven for as long as somebody that's another decade.
They've got the reaction time, though. You know, I mean, fighter pilots are, I don't know what age they knock off a fighter pilot at, but I think it's something like 35 or 40.
Reaction time won't matter if you're not paying attention.
Indeed. I'm just saying that you're talking about who has the
older
skill.
Older people have had some near misses or some actual hit, you know, some hits. And they've been in accidents or they've had near misses and been scared crapless and they drive more defensively because of it. Or I'm speaking from personal experience because I'm an old fart myself. So.
I frequently see these very liberty-oriented stories, by the way, over at this Tech Dirt blog. So the guy writing this, in this case Mike Masnick, definitely seems to get it when it comes to unintended consequences. He even uses that term here in a moment. So the studies show that younger drivers are holding their phones lower, and everybody that texts, no matter their age, tends to hold their phones lower in their laps, for instance, to avoid detection, making it that much more difficult to control the car and to be aware of their surroundings. The study compared before and after stats in states that implemented texting while driving bans, and then also compared the findings to neighboring states that didn't have such laws. Now, it seems like the classic case of politicians not understanding unintended consequences. Politicians just love to ban stuff, but they never take into account the actual response to those bans. And they just assume that if the law bans something, that people will stop doing it.
Well,
that should be
patently, obviously not true.
Right.
It's all over the place. All these illegal things are still happening, and the problems are usually made worse.
Yep. That system does not work.
Yeah. At what point are people going to stop imagining that these violent solutions are not the silver bullet solution to all problems?
Do they really believe that passing a law stops people from doing those things, or do they just believe that if they pass this law, that they can then use that to campaign? Oh, well, I'm the politician who passed the law to stop kids from, texting.
I think that they, I think that they consider the behavior bad, and bad behavior should be punished. Let's punish the bad behavior.
So they continue to do the action in an even less socially acceptable way, and that can put a lot more people in danger. The article quotes someone who makes the point I've been trying to make for years. Quote, "The trouble is that texting and using a cell phone while driving is definitely hazardous. Nobody argues that. The danger in putting all the emphasis on laws is that it's being done to the exclusion of something else that would be more effective." So, as Techdirt says here, no one is arguing that texting while driving is a good thing, just that these laws aren't helping and may be making the problem worse. Instead of pretending that we live in a perfect world where if something is banned by law, people will stop doing it, why not focus on looking for solutions that actually make people safer?
But I think you're onto something, Ian. The idea of like something they can campaign on, mm-hmm. A lot of what politicians are doing is they just need to look busy. And I think this is part of the reason why government always grows. You're not going to get a politician. What is a politician going to campaign on that they didn't do anything? In theory, if you could actually get a law, like if they could make laws go away, they could campaign on that to small government people. But it's like
it works for Ron Paul,
politicians. They need to look busy.
Right. I think that there's epithet against a legislative body, the 199th Congress or whatever it was in Washington, D.C. was called the Do Nothing Congress.
Bring him back.
Yeah, give me some more of that. You know, but they were using it as an insult. They did a bad job because
right.
they did nothing.
And they're called lawmakers, so it's expected that this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to figure out things we can ban and behaviors to reinforce with threats or to stop with threats and reinforce with whatever.
Subsidies.
It's horrible. Yeah, subsidies. That's what I wanted. So there's the news. So texting bans are making the roads more dangerous. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything.
You know, women aren't as aggressive?
Women,
it's not true.
Okay, all right. We're going to get to the six things that people think they know about women that apparently are not true. according to Crack.com. Here in a moment, Dale will share those, but you're welcome to share your thoughts on whatever you want. To control of the airwaves, it is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you'll find that the features are free. We've got a lot of them there. News updates are one of our many features. You can go and get signed up to follow our various different updates methods. We've got we can send you emails. You can follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. It's free, of course. News.freetalklive.com.
And gam.freetalklive.com is brought to you by memorydealers.com. Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, ZenPacks, and X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, memorydealers.com.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls, and then coming up, the six things you thought you knew that were true about women that apparently aren't. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, Sebastian is on the line in Portugal. Sebastian, you're on Free Talk Live. Sebastian,
hey, how are you?
Hey there. Hey, Sebastian? I heard him for a moment.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about the NATO summits that we're hosting in Portugal in November 19th and 20th. Just have two news here, which relates to the wonderful rise of statism. For all, they're already talking that the summit might become a target for Al-Qaeda and anarchists. And you are maybe supplying some AWACS, those surveillance planes with the weird radar.
Yeah, the big Boeings with what looks like a pie plate sitting on the top of the plane.
Yep. But the most interesting bits are, well, I'll just paraphrase from the and translate from the article here. The police wants to maximum security for the Park of Nations. That's the place where the summit will be held. It was built over 10 years ago for the World Exhibits, and of course all the world leaders, including Barack Obama, will be present. So this requires, limiting the circulation in all the area, checking all the perimeters, setting up checkpoints.
Yeah, it reminds me of what they were doing out in, was it Toronto, where they had the G20 summit? Yeah,
yeah.
It was Toronto, where they just spent a boatload of money.
It says here that they're basing their strategy on Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have, check this out, the special law regime, temporary, of course, which will allow to forbid manifestations and prevent any urban violence and basically kick out every foreigner that gets ability. So I think they are going to suspend the Schengen space. So even if you're from the European Union.
What are they going to suspend?
The Schengen space.
It basically means that they'll
suspend your rights as a citizen from the Union, from the European Union.
I see.
Sounds about right. Sounds typical.
They're also setting up a vast network of surveillance cameras to record images, which will be automatically deleted some days afterwards.
Sure.
So I guess you can. And so all this, I don't know how much all this will cost, but the public security police has already been supplied with about $7 million to buy APCs, the same models that the Americans and the British are using in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah, armored personnel
carriers. Crowd control.
Mm.
So, I think I might go and check this out when it happens. I wonder
just be
if
careful.
They, if they'll have any
Wear
problems.
A bulletproof vest.
Yeah, bring a gas mask along while you're at it, and wow.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be crazy, I can tell you that. And thank you for calling in tonight and with the story. I appreciate hearing from you. Good luck out there. At 800-259-9231, if it's anything like it was in Toronto, it's going to be bad.
Yeah, I always wonder, what good is it? I mean, this happens every time they have one of these things.
What good is what?
Every time there's a G20, there's a NATO meeting, some place where somebody doesn't agree, especially the more right-wing type stuff the lefties will come out for. This is it seems to be kind of lefty violence that goes on at these events. And I just wonder, what's the point? If the G20 nation said, "Oh, well, crap, look at all these guys wearing the masks out here. We better pack it up."
Yeah,
well, you know, maybe the message doesn't get to them and make them change policy, but maybe the message gets out to other people and recruits more people to that something
what
bad
is
going down. Well,
there is no message. There are a bunch of different people there, right?
Right.
Well, I think maybe it just brings attention to the event and that there
sure
are a
does.
Lot of dissenters and that it's okay to dissent and that maybe it gets other people thinking about what's going on in more detail or something.
It might tell them
know.
That it's okay to beat dissenters because that's going on too.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I definitely see where you're coming from, Mark, that it seems almost pointless. Like, what are they trying to accomplish?
Of course, if they came to Keene, I'd be out there protesting. So,
yeah.
You know, it's really an issue of how far are you willing to go. And if this crap happened in New Hampshire, I'd be all over it.
But, to me,
there's the promised land of liberty, which is New Hampshire, and I aim to work towards that. And anyplace else, it just doesn't matter as much to me.
You can say right wing, but I mean, if some powerful people come together to start making radical decisions that will impact, that will about how to control my life, then I'm gonna have some issues with that. I might have something to say about it.
I think Dale might be right in that just reaching out to other people that might be around, somehow influencing them, maybe pamphleting, that kind of thing, and just doing
what
outreach.
What are the other people doing? You're pamphleting to the other protesters?
I don't know. Yeah, but that's useful, I would think. Sure.
Maybe.
Sure. Or whoever just happens to be in the area, if they for whatever reason want to be around all that stuff. Sometimes you have to be down there for business. You have to be in the area for what you normally do in life, and that makes things pretty difficult.
Oh, yeah. It makes it a disaster.
Yeah. So 800-259-9231. Let's continue this call. David in Montana, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, David. What's on your mind tonight?
The decriminalization of weed over there in California. It's about time, but
great
it ain't going to bring the price down, man. They got to make it like the homebrew laws or something.
Yeah, well, as long as it's still illegal to grow it and illegal to distribute it, you're right. The prices are going to stay right where
they are. Yeah, it's a ripoff. That's all. It just proves that the government's going to be ripping us off over there in California, man. That's all it proves. They're going to still charge the street prices, and they're going to be growing it themselves now or something.
Well, I don't know if the government's going to be growing it, but yeah, that's a good question. Is what is it going to be like when some government in the United States legalizes marijuana? Will they actually add the amount of taxation to it that would essentially make it the same level of price that it's currently at in the black market? I mean, how
could I have to wonder about that, because even just decriminalizing it as they have done now in Massachusetts and California, even doing that, it's going to take a lot of the gas out of the engine of the marijuana drug war. You know, that you can, as I understand it, cops are already...
That just sets up more corruption, though.
In Massachusetts, they're already just... It's just no longer a priority. And
yeah,
so they're just not pursuing it to the degree they did because it's just a $100 fine that people don't pay.
That's true, Dale, but they're still going after the dealers. And as long as the dealers are being targeted, the dealers are going to want to make a good amount of money for
you. You got to make it like the brew, like home brew laws.
Where it's legal for you to grow it and sell it and things like that. David, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I agree. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutritional tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, including listening options. You can tune into our live streams there and listen to Free Talk Live around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live airs until the new one is created, and then that one airs, and so on and so forth. So you can go over to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in there. Also learn about our listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to Free Talk Live. So go to listen.freetalklive.com. Listening options brought to you by qualityrental.com. 800-259-9231. By the way, that telephone line is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yeah, SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's SACL CAI.
All right, we're going to continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. And then still to come, the six things that you thought you knew about women that aren't true, at least according to crack.com, as Dale will present that in moments. But first, Mark is on the line in South Carolina. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Just great, Mark. What's on your mind?
Yes, I was looking for jobs the other day on the Internet. and that just happened to be in Arizona. I think it was Career Builders, and I noticed an ad, and they're looking for intelligence people for doing individually based targeting and insurgent networking, and it's and they're conducting training in global war on terror. And they had to have experience in either Iraq or Afghanistan. And it also mentioned at the brigade and battalion level, S2S. And it goes on, you know, talking about residential, non-residential targeting. And you know, it just looks like they're gearing up, you know, to come down on the militias.
In Arizona?
Well.
And you're wait a minute. You're speculating on that based on the... That you saw a newspaper ad, or you saw an
online ad? No, I was on the. Yeah, it was on Career Builders, a job opening, and it was Sierra Vista, Arizona, and the main company is in Tampa, Florida, and it said it had interest in Arizona, Nebraska, Hawaii, and Kansas, and Washington D.C. And so apparently, you know, they're gearing up, you know, to go against the militias.
Where do you get that from? I'm just curious. What wordage in the ad makes you think that they're gearing up for going against militias? I'm just curious.
Well, I wrote it down, if you'd like me to read it. It said, candidates will be part of an advanced team of intelligence professionals whose mission is to instruct brigade and battalion S2S in intelligence processes. Candidate will conduct training in global war on terror centric intelligence programs to include but not limited to personality-based targeting and insurgent networks. Candidates will require working knowledge of currently deployed intelligence systems such as DSGS-A.
It sounds a little intimidating.
It's scary.
It sounds scary, no doubt about it, but I...
Right.
There's no way you can really jump to the conclusion that this is specifically going to be targeting so-called militias.
It's not for anything good, though.
No, it doesn't sound good. I agree with that.
Well, no, it don't. And apparently they just need people that's had experience in Iraq and Afghanistan. Mm. So now if they're doing this here, you know, this training here, I mean, where else could it be, you know?
Well, you know, I don't know.
They're talking about interrogation. They're talking about...
Yeah, certainly militias are going to be, as far as them going after so-called domestic terrorists, you can believe that the militias will be targeted, but they may also just target people that are consider themselves sovereign. They may target other folks that are...
Political protesters.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, we've seen them go after people in the peace movement. Didn't they just raid the FBI? Didn't they just raid the homes of anti-war activists in New Hampshire and other places?
Yeah, there's a huge controversial set of trials going on for this group they call the RNC8, where I believe they protested at the Republican National Convention, and they were having planning sessions in a house for peace demonstrations, and that somehow got them targeted and raided and arrested and ongoing trials, and it's just a travesty.
Thanks for calling in tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Yep, thank you. 800-259-9231. I mean, clearly they are interested in catching the so-called domestic terrorists, and of course that gives them the excuse to increase the amount of, say, military activity that you see here in the United States. There have been stories about how they've been working on getting rid of things like posse comitatus, which is this, this prohibition supposedly on using the military for policing purposes. Some would say that was already wiped out back in the 2006 Military Commissions Act, if I'm recalling correctly. But there's just so much legislation, it's hard to keep track of.
It all seems part of this massive propaganda campaign to make the war palatable to people, and part of that means being very, very aggressively pro-war. And very, very aggressively marketing the war as this absolute essential violence that must happen, or we are doomed. We will be doomed. And if you are not supporting the war, then you're against America. That's the propaganda.
That's the propaganda. If you either you support our troops or you don't, or you're a bad person,
or you support the government or you're a bad person.
Yeah, I just don't understand, but. What are you going to do? It does seem like their propaganda is working to some extent. That you've got to support the troops. Well, you know, I'm not looking for the troops to get hurt. As far as I'm concerned, they're unwitting dupes in a criminal situation. I feel as bad for them as I do anybody else. I want them back home
with their families as soon as possible. I support them very, very much.
Yeah, I support
them back with their families and not dead. And not killing other people either.
I support the ones that have refused to fight. I support those.
I especially support those.
Yeah, the ones that have said, I'm not going. I support those troops. Because they're doing the right thing. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But despite all of the news stories, at least so far, about the federal government ramping up its efforts to investigate or target the so-called domestic terrorists, they've had paperwork coming out, brochures, federal informational brochures that have been given to police departments saying that, you know, if somebody pulls out a constitution, then they're, you know, possible terrorists.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
The MIAC report.
Right, that makes it look like people that would be in the Liberty Movement, perhaps, would be considered terrorists by the U.S. federal government. And there has been all of this kind of scary, ominous stuff. Luckily, there hasn't seemed to have been at least too much action surrounding that, right? We haven't heard
Hopefully, five years from now, you won't be able to connect the dots and say, this is how this happened, and then, you know, point to some horrible thing that happened and say, well, look, first there was the MIAC report, first there was the... And then,
Hopefully you won't be able to?
Hopefully you won't.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm glad that we haven't seen that, right? We haven't seen people being rounded up. We haven't seen the leaders of the various different liberty communities out there being, snatched away. So luckily that stuff hasn't gone on. If it has, it certainly hasn't made it to our ears yet. We'll just have to keep our fingers crossed and hope that it doesn't.
I think it helps. We're using the best defense against that possible, which is being extremely open, extremely public about everything we do,
and peaceful,
and very being very visible. And exactly, there's lots of people that see everything that's going on. It's all strictly peaceful. That's very important.
At least within our movement, I can't speak for the rest of the people calling
themselves
liberty
oriented.
Well,
and if someone is not peaceful, then I'm going to ostracize them. I'm not going to have anything to do with them, you know. And I think that's the best defense against that. Nothing secretive, not holding up in a compound someone and doing secret planning, being out in the open, public about everything, completely peaceful. And if they want to do anything, it's going to be visible, and everyone's going to know about it. It's not going to be secret disappearing, and
There have only been a handful of these busts of so-called domestic terrorists. We talked about one the other night on the show about the guy in Chicago that was busted for putting what he thought was a bomb in a trash can outside of a concert. He was totally set up by the feds and encouraged by the feds in order to do that. So if you aren't prone to violence and you're not prone to being influenced by people that are suggesting violence, you should be okay, at least at this point. 800-259-9231, and I agree with you, Dale. If somebody shows up in your movement and starts talking about violence, try to talk them out of it and then ostracize them if they don't stop.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever's on your mind and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line 800-259-9231. Hey, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You're going to find a lot of features there. Now, if you like the show and you like the website being free, then maybe you want to send us some money on a voluntary basis. You can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com with any major credit card, PayPal. Alternative options are available as well, and you get perks like access to the Amp Only podcast, which doesn't have the commercials you normally hear in our regular podcast. You'll also get access to the Amp Only call-in lines and the Amp Only forum and more. Go get signed up. Learn the details at amp.freetalklive.com. That money, by the way, is not given out in paychecks. It's taken in and reinvested into the show. We're going to use some of it to go to Los Angeles in a couple of weeks, actually. Yeah, actually, in 2 weeks from tonight. We will not be on the air, and Dale will be in charge of that Friday show.
Oh, man.
Dale is going to be on the real radio and as the head of the show on that Friday night. I think Sam's going to be heading up the Thursday night show, and we're going to get Gardner Goldsmith over here for that Saturday. So we're going to be out for 3 days.
I've made it through a few Sundays without breaking anything too badly, so I think we'll be okay, but it'll be interesting.
So, yeah, we have to teach you how to work the dump machine, too.
Oh, that's right.
Gonna
that's
another thing you're going to be live!
I haven't had to dump anyone up to now.
So that's going to be fun, and so you know the show will continue in our absence. We're going to be in Los Angeles for a talk radio convention. We haven't been out on the West Coast in a few years. I think the last time was 2007, Mark.
Is that so?
Okay. That we were out there. And
I really don't miss it.
I don't miss getting on airplanes and dealing with the TSA.
Well, just the whole thing of it,
LA was kind of nice.
The things we saw after the convention were fun, but I mean, being holed up in a convention for 3 days, in a hotel for 3 days is not exactly high times.
No, no, but it's good for us though. It's good for the show because
it's what needs to be done.
We you got to be seen. It's really these radio conventions are like a who's who. essentially, of the talk radio world, and the talk radio world is an incredibly small little world, and so if you are seen, then you are part of it, and if you aren't, then you aren't.
Indeed.
And so being there is important, and so we're going to go out and do that. And so thank you to our Free Talk Live amplifiers for making that possible, because if it weren't for you guys, I don't know if we'd really be able to afford what it takes to go out there.
It'd be hard to make that commitment.
Yeah, it would
because it costs four figures to be able to.
Right. I mean, we've got other things that we're doing with the money that we're earning from the sales on the show,
right.
And you're still paying
actual
off
paychecks,
debts, and things like that.
Sure,
and it's hard to justify spending up to maybe a couple grand to go out and do this and basically schmooze with the industry bigwigs. But it makes a difference. We're going to go out there, and one of our affiliates, program director of our Huntsville affiliate, has said he's going to be out there. So it's important to make those connections and to talk to folks. And it's to the point now where when we're going to these things, people actually come talk to us.
Yeah,
which is really nice.
Yeah, we're old hat now.
I wouldn't say we're veterans quite yet of these conventions, but we've been there often enough to where people would recognize us and at least
you're either a veteran or you're not, though. You know, I mean, there's a mid level.
I would say we're mid level. Yeah.
What is the mid level?
Maybe 5 years. You got to go. I think
I'm a veteran of the Navy, and I was only in 2 years. Come on.
So anyway, thanks to our amplifiers for making that possible, and we do industry advertising as well, and other things. Also, just kind of internet advertising to bring regular internet listeners on board. So it's not all about recruiting radio stations. The AMP program is just in general about getting Free Talk Live into more ears, however we can. So thank you again, amp.freetalklive.com, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. Still much to discuss here tonight. By the way, if you got STDs, you got an STD while you were in Guatemala at any point in your life, well, you may be able to thank the United States federal government.
Quite a story behind that STD in Guatemala City there.
Yeah, it's according to MSNBC, the United States government. Now, this is really unusual. Because normally when you work for the government, you don't have to say you're sorry.
Well, the government, the people that did it aren't saying they're sorry.
That's true. But the U.S. government medical researchers intentionally infected hundreds of people in Guatemala, including institutionalized mental patients with gonorrhea and syphilis.
That's real nice.
Without their knowledge or permission more than 60 years ago, those folks, they themselves have not apologized. But many of those infected were encouraged to pass the infection on to others as part of the study. About one-third of those who were infected never got adequate treatment. On Friday, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton...
If they were intentionally infected, you wouldn't think they'd get adequate treatment, right?
And
that stands to reason.
Health and Human Services Director offered extensive apologies for the actions taken by the U.S. Public Health Service. Sexually transmitted disease inoculation study conducted in the 1940s in Guatemala was clearly unethical, according to the joint statement. Although these events occurred more than 64 years ago, we are outraged that such reprehensible research could have occurred under the guise of public health. We deeply regret that it happened, and we apologize to all the individuals who were affected by such abhorrent research practices. This was 60 years ago, so however many of those individuals, I don't know what the average age is in Guatemala, but odds are good they weren't infecting four-year-olds, so the folks they were infecting were probably already adults at that time, which means that they're, in their 80s today, if they're still alive in Guatemala.
Yeah, I'd say that most of them are probably dead. Seems like a fair... fair guess.
So the apology kind of falls on dead ears in many cases, and it's very... this is probably just the tip of the iceberg, don't you think, as far as some of the sick, weird experiments? I mean, we've
exposing the chancre that is sexual activity research here in Guatemala.
Didn't they, and I don't remember which government did this, but didn't we hear at one point that they'd done eugenics experiments as well, and basically...
That was in Canada, that was the one that we read. But eugenics was relatively common in the early part of the 20th century, these eugenics experiments and things. They considered certain ethnic groups and people to be more expendable than others.
Yeah, and didn't they also, the federal government? And I'm sorry I'm so fuzzy on this. If you can clear up some of these incidents, I'd like to hear from you. But wasn't there one story about them targeting black women? Like poor black women, like welfare moms or something like that, and essentially just giving them hysterectomies or something like that, making it like forcing some sort of a
forced birth control.
Yeah, forcing like birth, permanent sterilization on these people.
It doesn't sound unbelievable to me, but
I'm not familiar with that story. But
it's, yeah. I mean, I remember the what is it, the Tuskegee experiments or whatever, black men they were infected with sexual diseases in the United States.
Oh man!
And just like to see, well, what happens?
Right, these are the same people that dropped nuclear weapons and tested those out on people. Oh yeah, we're just going to drop some nuclear weapons here and just see how it affects the people in the nearby towns out in Nevada, right?
It's scary stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, the idea that...
And the military personnel are watching even closer from, you know, they're standing behind, like, blocks.
Glass doors or things like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, okay, it's nice that the U.S. government people are saying now, 60-plus years later, that this was a bad idea. And It was abhorrent, but
if you confess to a murder, you're still going to prison for the rest of your life, you know?
If you're not the government.
Right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
If you're not the government.
Right. It's convenient that they wait until likely the people who conducted the experiments
are dead. For sure.
And, you know, then they start their mea culpas.
Yep.
Color me unconvinced.
So there you have it. I mean, there's more here where they just start talking about how they're such close friends with the people of Guatemala are close friends and neighbors in the Americas, says the government statement. As we move forward to better understanding this appalling event, we reaffirm the importance of our relationship with Guatemala and our respect for the Guatemalan people, as well as our commitment to the highest standards of ethics in medical research. We have changed now. The government today isn't the government that it was back
then. Now we're ethical.
Right. Look how much we care.
U.S. government now with extra ethics. You know,
20% more ethics.
What is it? The estimations can go as high as 9 out of every 10 people killed in Afghanistan right now are civilians that had nothing to do with this war. But the United States, now with extra ethics.
Right. We're sorry for infecting those Guatemalans with STDs 60 years ago. But
at the time, we considered them subhuman and worthy of being experimented on. And, of course, that's how we feel about the people in Afghanistan right now. They're just dirty towelheads.
Right. That's pretty much their position. Right? So I just wanted to share that with you. So if you ever picked up an STD in Guatemala, now you might know where it came from. 800-259-9231. And you must ask yourself, what else have these people done? What else have they done that hasn't come out? What else is still classified? What are they doing right now? I mean, we know about the murdering of people in Afghanistan.
And look at, is it Bradley Manning? Is he the leak source? And look at that, and that wasn't supposed to get out. Things like that. I mean, there's a lot that's, you know, just it gets out eventually, and then we find out about it. But there's got to be a ton that's not getting out.
The stuff that's out, a lot of people choose not to believe because, well, it was leaked. It's not true.
We need government. We need the federal government to keep us safe. Yeah. 800-259-9231. Coming up, 6 things you thought you knew about women, but apparently are not true. Dale will share those with us. Hour 3's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.